Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's Talk Real Estate without Tina Goodrich. Scott T. Amanda Jones, Mason Dixon still here in the studio. And now we have Gina Johnston Small in the studio and Kimberly Stokes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's good to have you on the show. And I guess I'm just going to throw this straight over to Gina. Gina, why did you bring Kimberly in?
Well, Kim is a very dear friend and a co-agent with me at Green Ridge Realty. She's also owner of Salt and Soul downtown in South Haven. And she just can provide a lot of good.
Just say Kim? Kimberfied?
I think that's what she said. I was wondering what that meant.
Really?
Kimberfied it.
Is that a Kimberly Stokesism?
That's the first time I've heard that.
Calling it Soha. About the same. Right?
I'm trying to keep it.
Kimberfied.
No, keep going. I love it.
But I just wanted to bring her here. We're going to talk listings today, what it looks like, and go through some things. And Kimberly can bring us some good insight on that as a co-agent. And I mean, we work together a lot. I do open houses for her. She's got some listings that we want to talk about today, so I wanted to bring her here, and I'm so grateful to have you here, Kimberly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gina. I'm happy to be here, and thank you, Rob and Moondog Productions.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
So, Kim, how long have you been a realtor?
Going into my seventh year.
Seventh year. What do you like the most about it?
The people.
The people.
I love the people. I love dealing
with people. Are most of these people tourists?
No, they're mostly locals. Some are and some aren't, but
I've
been really blessed. Everybody I've had has been fantastic.
We've got a lot of good locals, and I'm sure we have a lot of good visitors also.
Yeah,
but we got to give them a little bit of a hard time.
Well,
not as a realtor, you guys can, but as a radio show host, I certainly can.
Right.
Yes. All right. So you've been a realtor for, you said, 7 years, and your favorite thing is about the people.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest thing you take from real estate as far as the Shark Tank goes?
As far as the Shark Tank goes, okay. The biggest thing I can take from that is sometimes it can be a bit of a Shark Tank. I don't deal with that in this community. I think there are a lot of great agents. I've really ran into very little to nothing that we all understand the business, and we all work together to try to get to the end result.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So back to you, Gina. What do we want to talk about with Kim?
Well, with Kim, we have that listing, 6225 Arrowhead Drive in Fenville. And just to share the ideas of what does a listing look like, and what we're going to do for you to list your house, especially a special piece of property. If it's special, we need to bring that certain buyer to the table, and what that kind of looks like and what we do to get it listed, marketed, and bring a successful buyer and close the deal for you.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else have a question? Mason? Well,
no, so that place in Fenville, that's the one that has the view of the river.
Yes, it is.
It's on the river. It has its own floating dock. So you come out of your sun porch. It's a three-season room. You step onto your deck, and you can enjoy the life right there. And then mm-hmm. you can just a few steps down, and you're on your floating dock on the river out to Lake Michigan, passing through Saugatuck and Douglas.
And you can have your pontoon launch right there.
Yeah, your pontoon, your boat's right there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it feels like if you're sitting in that room, the water's just
right there.
When you open the door, you'd be in the water. That's what it looks like.
And the wildlife galore. I mean, there are eagles that nest there. There are swans. There's sandhill cranes. There's just a huge variety.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Nice. It's really beautiful.
How long would that take on a rubber raft if you put in, or a tube if you put in there? And how long would it take before you get out to Lake Michigan?
A rubber raft on a dinghy, maybe?
Okay.
A motorized thing?
Well, whatever, if you got one.
If you're just floating on
That's apples and oranges. Floating is one thing, with a motor is another.
Yes, yes.
I think it's a long way from Fenville to Lake Michigan.
Sellers tell me it's 45 minutes, but it's not in Fenville. It's actually really close to Douglas and Saugatuck.
Okay.
It's about two miles, I think, into Douglas and Saugatuck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A 45-minute float is just about right, though.
Yeah. Yep.
That sounds good.
But you got to make sure you float back.
You got to get somebody to pick you up.
Pick you up or have a motor on your on your dinghy.
And what's cool, the river also gets a current because of the lake. So you see a little current, you get a little bit of wave action. So
white
that
water
makes it really
rafting.
Beautiful.
So how much acreage is with this house?
There's no acreage.
None.
No acreage.
How
much lake front?
Lake front, I think that was 35 feet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's river front.
River front.
Oh, river front. Sorry about that.
Kalamazoo River. It's the Kalamazoo River.
But talking about this, this is a special listing, and it takes a really good agent to bring a buyer for this particular property because it is in a private community, and they have their own rules. There's no HOA. You're not paying taxes.
No short-term rentals.
But you're going to have an association fee, I would assume.
No.
No association fee.
You have a lot fee.
Okay, lot fee.
Yeah, it's very minimal, and there's a place there for storage and another trailer and a boat.
No second home taxes.
There we are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And this is the no children.
Wait a second. How do we get away from no second home taxes on that?
Because it's not, the land doesn't run with the home. So there's no land with the home.
Oh, so you don't own the mineral
sitting
on.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wow. So they
right.
Okay. That could.
But you own the home.
You own the home.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right.
You own the home.
You, so what if you and the landowner have a dispute? What do you have to do?
Well, that typically never happens because typically this park here in general, it's a very nice park with a lot of retired people. And there are families where there are like younger people in there too that aren't retired. Yeah. It's their summer home or their vacation home.
I just don't know what you do when the guy comes, I want you and your house out of here.
It's like a condo or a townhouse. It's like a condo thing. You don't have to cut the grass, but you get to own the house.
It's more like a condo. But you'll pay a lot more for a condo.
I have a question for both of you about this short-term rental thing, whether you in South Haven or up at this place. Now, I know there's only certain amount of permits to do that in South Haven, but what about Airbnb? Can you get away with Airbnb and stuff?
No. Going to follow right
it's
under
the same
suit
thing.
With it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing in South Haven?
It doesn't matter what you call it. It's a short-term rental.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I like a healthy balance.
We need more neighborhoods that have neighbors.
Yes.
Not that I understand people want to come on vacation and see the lake and see all the things that we take for granted as locals. But it is sad not having neighborhoods.
Terribly, if the short-term rental contracts, if they're capped, they're still going to keep that home. It's going to be just empty.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to be filling our town. They're still not going to be filling our schools. And they're still not going to be filling because they're going to hang on to them.
And it's like, I'll listen to these guys especially talk about reminiscing of their high school days. And then I think of my high school days. And it was like, well, I didn't have that much interaction downtown with people living downtown. And now my kids, I don't think they have any friends that live downtown.
Well, honestly, I think South Haven has changed over the years. We used to be a big industry town.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of manufacturing. And when that moved out, that changed South Haven totally. And that, you know, bringing in the tourism is what's keeping us tooting along.
And of course, it wasn't just a case of they wanted to move out. There were decisions made and maybe not such good ones. Because when you look at those decisions that were made then to really turn this into a tourist town, now they're really fighting that real hard to try to get industrial to come into their park out there. And so we made a bad decision at one point.
We did.
And we should have stayed kind of that 50-50 like Holland is because, you know, they're great tourists, but they're also huge in industry.
But didn't some of the industry made their own decisions moving out because of offers from other countries?
I'm sure that was some of that.
There's a little of it.
That's where it comes to the city to sweeten the deal and make it worth staying. We got to take a break. I'm sorry about that, but we have to take a break right now on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate without Tina Goodrich.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Mason Dixon here with Tina Goodrich from Let's Talk Real Estate. Tina, what do you want to tell our listeners?
I wanted to share
that
I've been
a realtor for Jakeway Realtors for 19 years.
And that I've been on
the radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
And that I served
the Lakeshore from New Buffalo to Holland, Michigan, including St. Joe and South Haven.
Hey, Mason.
Gotta go.
You can reach me at 269-759-1076 or look me up, listwithtina.net.
Good morning. My name is Redfella. Rob said I could finally come back to the studio after a very tragic incident. I am now the podcast's official narrator. You can hear all of us on the show wherever you like to podcast, and if you would like to hear more about the House of David, which we talk about a lot, Check out the House of David podcast in all those same locations.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate without Tina Goodrich, Mason Dixon, Amanda Jones, Scott T, our regulars still here in the studio, along with Gina Johnston Small and Kimberly Stokes. And Scott, you had a question when I had to cut you off at the end of that break. Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was coming back on the end of that. You know, I was on the city council way back, you know, 25 years ago almost. And part of that was on the in the industry in this town. They're going to other places because those places are building them a building, mm-hmm. giving them a tax abatement for how Correct. Many years.
Yep.
They're giving them the world. And I kept telling these people, I'm like, you're either going to be an industrial town or you're going to be a resort town. You can't, you know, it'd be great to have a mix, but you got to pick one.
Yeah.
Because we can't afford to give somebody and buy them a build, you know, build their building for them. Give them the land, give them all this, all these things to attract them. I said, and plus the base is not here. If I'm a manufacturer, I'm going to Saginaw. I'm going to Flint because they're going to give me the world. And they already have the base because most of those people have already been displaced from the big three or what have you.
Of course, that's now they're a toilet. But
yeah. Well,
and then when industry moves out, families move out.
Exactly.
And it leaves empty homes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
On the flip side, though, on the healthy balance portion of it, that's how I got started. And that's why I'm in real estate now for 20 something years. I started with Jay DeBryan doing the short term rental flips,
right.
doing his inspections for his company when it was just starting. And he was only, like you said, there were only a few realtors back in your day.
Right.
8. Now there's 100 and whatever.
Right.
You know, then he was the only short-term rental. He was the only one doing that. And that's how I started there. He kept saying, when are you going to work for me? I'm like, I am. But that's how I got started. And
right.
I was a single mom of 4 kids doing that. So, I mean, bringing jobs in, we are bringing a lot of jobs in with the short-term rentals. We really are.
We really are.
And these, I mean, for the maintenance, for electric plumbing, I mean, you name it.
Well,
there's a lot that comes into it, too. We just, the healthy balance of needing the homes in the neighborhoods when it's wintertime and we want the Christmas lights and the sidewalks shoveled in that section. That's what
we
take.
But we need more. We need more entrepreneurs out there, though, because we don't have enough local contractors. I drive around Holland, Grand Rapids, Kelma. You know, I mean, where's the local guys?
I agree, and that's another thing that we were discussing this morning during brunch is the out of state realtors. You're dealing with
an early brunch,
or out of town, or on the other side of the state where we don't even see their information on MLS, but it's a house on 8th Avenue that's for sale locally, and we don't know anything about it. And a client calls us and wants to know about this, and we're like, oh shoot, let me look this up. Well, they're Macomb County; they're not even part of us. Well, let me check that out. Mm-hmm. Information's not even correct or accurate for this piece of property.
And trying to reach the realtor, that's almost impossible.
And then you're dealing with out of state or wherever, Rocket. I shouldn't have said that. Any of these random mortgages that we have a pre-approval. It looks like a willing, able buyer, but really is it?
Right.
I mean, I've been talking on the phone all morning trying to pull my hair out with someone from Maryland and New York from the same company that this was a wash and isn't going to work. Like, come on.
Sure, yeah.
Wow, that was a mouthful.
There was a lot of words.
<Good job. laughs>
Well, we were talking a little earlier, you know, as realtors, when we see kind of the transformation of South Haven, and it's still transforming. We got a lot of people coming in from Chicago and other places wanting to move in and being second homes. Now, the problem with second homes to me is this. They're not really contributing other than property taxes to the community. They some of them maybe have a business, a side business, or do something like that. But the problem is they don't bring their kids here to go to school. And, you know, a lot of people, when they support the schools, they support them with time and finances. And who's going to give money to our schools when their kids aren't going here? So that's what I see one of our big issues. How do we combat that, or at least find a healthy mix of bringing families in as well as visitors and people that want to have their second homes or come here to retire and live forever?
Well, Well, being on that healthy balance thing, I have to tell you, I have four children. I took two of them out of South Haven schools for my own reasons. And a lot of people are, and there are more choices now. So just because the houses aren't being
school of choice,
being filled with kids that are going to our school, there are a lot of homes that are here filled full of our school with generation after generation family that have their home on, you know, whatever, Broadway, like me, that are choosing different options for education for their children. So we can't hold that justifiable as a reason for not having to do that because they're not using our schools, because even people like me who raised my kids here, who are raising their children here, are not using our schools.
I get that. But there, I mean, if there were more people coming in with kids, there would, they, a lot of them would be using the schools.
And Amanda Jones would be having more rants about the bus lines because there's already too many cars picking up the kids.
Yes. It'd be twice as long.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that certainly has changed over the years, is seeing these lines of people picking up their kids where, you know, back in the day, you just walk home. Even if it was a mile or two, you walked.
Well, there's lots of problems with the bus. In South Haven, so.
Well, yeah. I'm sure there is, you know, a lot of schools have issues with their transportation companies. That's certainly a huge part of a budget,
I think they take care of.
And I should note that now we have a new school superintendent, Kevin Schooley. He's fantastic. My last child did graduate from here, but I did take one to Watervliet when he was superintendent there. I mean, I didn't want to bash South Haven schools. They're really on the up and up. They're great.
No, I'm very surprised, because when I first moved to South Haven, I would take the kids to Fenville still, because that's where we started.
I would take them anywhere.
And it took me a minute, but I am so happy with South Haven schools. They are doing really well.
I mean, we can encourage people
who
are looking.
It's changed a lot.
Say great things and believe it when we're saying
it. And we always still have to be skeptical, because when we are and we see things, that's how things get better in schools and anywhere. If we discuss it, we see it. Hey, this is something they're kind of doing that's kind of crazy. Next thing you know, there's a buzz about it. Somebody sees that, say, oh, they try something different and it works.
Yeah.
So we can't just say, you know, everything's great. Well, we can. I mean, they are good. I think South Haven is a good school to go to. But even back in the day when I substituted 8 years ago, I would actually drive past South Haven to go to Fenville and take less money to do so. Because when I would go to South Haven and I would have one student say, well, what business of yours what I'm doing back here? I mean, I want to grab that kid by their head and pull them and drag them all the way down the office. I would tell them that every time. I said, you're lucky this isn't 1989 when I graduated. Why? Whoa. I said, because me, the teacher, would have you by your leg, dragging you down the office and hitting your head against the lockers on the way down there.
That's a different world.
Yeah.
Personal experience.
I said, so you're lucky this isn't 30 something years ago. Yeah,
right.
This is a big story.
So are you, because you can't do that.
But under threat of that, I might snap, just like kind of the Donald Trump thing. Under that, he might, you know, it's got people standing in line. Yeah, I'm not messing around. I'm not. He might do that. All right. So we're off the schools, but you know, there's always things they can do better. And I think they're doing a lot of things good. Some of the school, what they've done with the renovations of the fields back there. I think that's all very good stuff. So, you know, keep your eyes on it. Always watch what your kids are doing out there. Watch what they're doing. If you disagree, make your voice known. That's just the way it should be.
Be their advocate.
Yes, right.
So how long do we have? Let's talk about these listings that we have. Do we have
We've got to take a break. And we have one more segment. So we'll talk about those listings when we come back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's Talk Real Estate without Tina Goodrich.
Have you noticed a project that could use a little attention? If so, you deserve the best quality flatwork, masonry, and carpentry in the South Haven area. No project is too big or too small. For almost 30 years, John Isom has been delivering superior quality flatwork, masonry, and carpentry. It's time to let John put all of his years of experience in action for you. So call 269-767-3225 today and get your free quote on flatwork, masonry, and carpentry.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
If you love history, and I know you do, You can now see both House of David documentary films, The House of David Life Everlasting, and The House of David's Bearded Boys of Baseball on Amazon Prime. Either go to Amazon and search for these films or go to HODfilm.com and find the links there. These films delve into the amazing history of the House of David and the impact they had on Southwest Michigan and the world. Find these films and more on HODfilm.com.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate without Tina Goodrich, Mason Dixon, Amanda Jones, Scott T here in the studio, as well as Gina Johnston Small and our special guest, Kim Stokes. So we've kind of, I guess, got off the rails a little bit, and and Gina wants to reel us in a little bit and talk about some of these listings that you have for this last segment. So let's make the cheddar.
Yes, because I'm getting comfortable now, so I can say focus, Rob Bird, and let's reel back into talking about
it. I thought she was almost about to drop an F-bomb on me for a moment. Yeah.
So just talking about like listing and prices and what they're looking different, we still have the 619 on LaGrange, you know, not under 900 square foot. I have it marketed as low maintenance yard. It's not much of a yard, but we're looking for a buyer who wants exactly that. And a lot of people are. So, and then Kim 6225 Arrowhead needs a special buyer because it's a special place.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need some attention on that. But 73294 6th Avenue is a topic I want to just hit on, because here I'm with Scotty T, and he has some history with this home.
A lot of history.
This is listed by Gretchen and Jen Arkins at our office at Green Ridge, and had a really nice open house and an agent tour this week, which was really lovely, and it's still sitting there, perfectly priced, turnkey. Tell us about the history of that, Scott. We need to have a buyer here. It's on the outskirts of the apron, right?
What
on
a
the,
good one.
Yeah.
Well, my grandfather built that house. He was a master carpenter.
That's awesome.
And, you know, that was his family's home. They started out in the garage.
They lived in the garage?
This is just a one car.
The garage used to be a one-room house.
Okay.
Awesome.
Wow.
The section that is enclosed, off the garage side, was actually a porch.
Okay.
So that was like a lean-to porch type thing. And then they lived in there while he built the house. And that was on my great-grandparents' property. So my great grandparents lived to the east of that. They owned that whole area for years, And the barn that's behind the other house was his. We had his horses there, so you know there was 15 acres there. We had four or five horses going. And
so then they did a parcel split.
Yeah, they did.
This one's just is it over an acre?
Right.
I think it's
correct.
It's not.
So where is this? Is this over by the Ale Van or by the Village Express or where?
Just by Wally's Garage, just on the west side on 6th Avenue, on the west side of Blue Star Highway. So I call it the outskirts of the apron. A lot of people want to be on the inside. But what a difference does $10,000 make on a listing price of mine on LaGrange and then this one here on 6th Avenue?
Mm-hmm. And it's actually in the township, South Haven Township.
Yes, which is even better for short-term rental. They allow short-term rental.
My grandfather, just seeing the price of it, would probably be going, holy cow.
Held on to it a little longer.
He built that house by himself, by hand. I mean, he was a master carpenter, so he was always very meticulous with things. So
He did a beautiful job.
My grandmother, I know it's been changed a little bit, but every year she painted the walls.
Aww. All of my farmhouse, I had like an inch of layers.
And they're all falling down now from having 800 pounds of paint, of lead paint on them.
It's solid. Yeah. I was there yesterday.
Yeah, it's solid. It's nice.
But every spring, she painted the house. And it was just like, and it'd be fresh and everything. I remember as a child, so it was... Mm-hmm.
We need to bring a buyer
there. It's very cool because it's close enough to town, but yet it's in the township.
And super quiet.
Yeah, it's very quiet.
Super quiet.
Very mid-century. I love the cabinets in the kitchen. I know a lot of people would think it's dated, but those cabinets, people pay lots of money for those cabinets.
Please talk into the microphone.
Sorry.
Thank you.
And vintage is back in. So... Really, it's just really so lovely. Yeah. It is so
very
lovely.
Timeless.
A lot of chocolate chip cookies made in that kitchen.
It felt warm as well.
And twice as many consumed.
Yes. In the middle, if I don't know if it's there, I haven't seen the pictures lately. But if there's a cabinet with a middle drawer on the kitchen, on like where the table would be, That's where the Twinkies were.
Twinkies in a drawer. So how much does this place...
The kitchen looks just like it probably did when probably you were there. Probably did,
yeah. So how much does this place cost?
This one's $269, and this is turnkey.
Wow, as Tina Goodrich would say, under $300,000 in South Haven. Unheard of.
Should be ready to go.
Did she say $300,000? I thought she usually had about $150,000.
Now that is something.
It looks like this house has a pretty big basement, too.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, full basement.
Dry washer dryer is down there. It is not finished.
It's not finished.
No.
In fact, I believe the cabinets in there should be some glass... I think glass.
How do you know this? Have you been going there and looking in the windows?
It hasn't changed.
Childhood memories from 50 years ago.
I feel like I should take you on a tour, set up an appointment, just so you can have a moment.
Maybe he'll buy it back.
The basement looks like possibilities are endless down there.
Yeah,
I can see like a pool table or ping pong.
It's nice and dry.
There should be a built-in shower down there. Because there was a shower down there.
It really is a place that you should just go see. It's great for a young family, a starter family. It's priced just right. It's got privacy with the large yard. And it's quiet there. And it's on the outskirts of town. I mean, I just think it's cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's very cute.
Yeah. You guys got about a minute and a half left. So anything we want to make sure we get out there, we do it now.
Girl, let's talk about 6225 some more.
Okay, 6225 is a unique listing. It's it's perfect for the retirement age. It's perfect for anyone wanting a summer home. It's extremely low maintenance. It's been very well cared for. There's the owners have missed nothing. I mean, it's spotless. Everything was updated and remodeled when they moved in, and they have a Generac generator, whole house generator, so everything's all set to go. They leave nothing unturned. It's perfect. You can't find a speck of dust in
there. It's upscale perfect, though. It's upscale everything's perfect. Custom and really top-notch.
It's in Riverside Estates, town of Fenville, but it's actually really close to Douglas Saugatuck, like I said earlier. Yeah. And it's just a fun place to be.
You should put this group in there for a week so we can come back next week and tell how cool it is.
Who's bringing the boat?
We'll find one.
I'll borrow Kim's dinghy.
I have a dinghy too, so we can do that.
And how much is the listing on that?
That is $459.
And you don't have to pay
The seller has said at that price he will pay the sales tax on the home. Because there will be a sales tax on that home.
But no HOA fees or nothing.
No HOA fees. No. There's just the lot rent.
Lot rent.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Gorgeous home.
Super great.
Yeah,
don't forget
beautiful.
About 619 LaGrange.
It's pleasant doing an open house there.
One bath, Jack and Jill bungalow. Super cute.
Absolutely. All right. We need to get some contact information from you two ladies over there.
All right.
Well, you can reach any of us at Greenridge at 300 Kalamazoo Street in South Haven. We have an agent on duty all the time. Or Gina J at greenridge.com, 269-767-1720.
Kim?
Kay Stokes at Greenridge, 269-906-0481.
Awesome, ladies. Mason, get us out of here.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. If you want to go back and listen to this show or any others, go to moondogshow.com. Go to moondogpro.net for all your video production needs. Trust in birdband.com for Rob Bird's Moondog Band. There's listwithtina.net. Don't forget about her, y'all.
Rob Bird's Moondog Band.
Well, yeah, you know Scott T's your lead singer, and Tom Russ and all that.
That's Trust in Bird Band. Keep on going.
HODfilm.com for House of David Life Everlasting and Bearded Boys of Baseball, House of David Documentaries, Monster Moo Creations on Instagram and Etsy. That's Amanda Jones. And want to thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers, including Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Country House Furniture, the Blueberry Store, Goodies Wash and Go, Pure Salon and Spa, Mama's TJM Barbecue, and John Isom, Flatwork Carpentry and Masonry, and brand new Triple T Land Management, Scott T's Place. Want to thank our favorite organizations, Drawing Children into Reading, that's DCIR.org, and Senior Services of Van Buren County. Don't forget about me, that's racingmason.com. And we all gonna howl at the moondog on a count of three. Here we go. One, two, three.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show is a subsidiary of Moondog Productions and a part of the Moondog Radio Network. Copyright 2024.